The official Iranian news network announced the executions during its news bulletin, calling the insurgents who were hanged in Sistan-Baluchistan province terrorists and detailing their alleged crimes. The men were originally scheduled to be hanged in public, but their executions were moved indoors to Zabadan prison at the last minute, according to the provincial judiciary chief. Iran's official news agency, IRNA, reports that the men were accused of a series of crimes, including kidnappings, killings, and bombings for the insurgent group Jundallah. The brother of the group's leader was also due to be hanged alongside the other men, but his execution was postponed until later in the week, according to IRNA. Iranian radio had initially announced his hanging as well. Those hanged were officially branded Muharib, or enemies of God, a charge which carries the death penalty in Iran. Analysts say the hangings could fuel further unrest in Iran's 10th southeastern province of Sistan-Baluchistan. The mostly Sunni Muslim province borders Pakistan and Afghanistan and has an active separatist movement. Iran frequently accuses Jundallah, whose name signifies soldiers of God, of drug smuggling and terrorism. It also alleges the group is allied with Al-Qaeda and is supported by the U.S. and Britain. Advisor on international terrorism to Britain's House of Commons, Richard Kemp, says Iran frequently charges people with terrorism without proper evidence and that it likes to accuse the United States and Britain of involvement.
You've got to question the Iranians' idea of justice, and you've got to question what evidence they've got against these particular individuals. The Iranians have done deals with elements of Al-Qaeda in the past. When it suits them, they will support Al-Qaeda's brand of terrorism. Obviously, if they believe and if they are able to prove that the particular individuals they've executed are terrorists, then I don't think we should be too unhappy about the way that they deal with them, as long as they've gone through a proper judicial process. But the Iranians have got a habit of identifying people as terrorists when they're not necessarily terrorists, and they will normally connect any group like that with Americans or British, because it's the popular thing to do.
Jundallah claimed responsibility for a May bombing inside a Sistan-Baluchistan mosque that left 25 people dead. The group, which also calls itself the People's Resistance Movement of Iran, claims to be defending the rights of Baluchis and of Sunni Muslims inside mostly Shiite Iran. Jundallah's leader, Abdelmalek Righi, told Al Arabiya TV in October his group was fighting to have the same rights of Iranian Shiites and not to be second-class citizens. Ed Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.